Thank you, sweet Jesus, for your encouragement and direction. You have sweetened the waters of suffering with your kind words. Well, heart dwellers, we are now in an important season. In part, it's a time of balancing what we hear and see on the outside with what we are on the inside. Dear ones, as more and more corruption comes to light in our government, we must balance that with corruption in our own lives so we do not fall into pride or self-righteousness. What I mean is, we must recognize the corruption in our own lives, for if it weren't for the Lord's grace, we could easily be those people that are being brought to justice right now. I believe this is why we're getting tried on many different levels. It always seems that when the Lord calls us to uphold a heavy burden, he shows us our own sins, which causes suffering, not just from having to look at them, but from their consequences as well. For as long as I have understood Simon's cross, I have realized that the Lord saves the hard instruction for times when we are offering up a suffering. So it works out to 50% suffering for others and 50% suffering for our own sins. Pride is a cardinal sin, a hinge on which other sins depend. When you take down pride, the others fall as well. Right now, the Lord is working with many of us on our pride, and we are seeing tremendous gains from our intercession, as well as growing in holiness. And at that moment, after I had thought about this, I opened Rhema to Suffering, page 492 in the hard copy, or 494 if you're using a PDF. This is what he said in it. Jesus said, "You must cleave to me, dear children, all of you, but especially those of you who choose to stand in the gap and suffer for those who have transgressed. Know, my dear children, that your recent efforts have borne much fruit for the kingdom of God. Many more of my children are returning home. My heart weeps with gladness at your efforts. The fragrance is as sweet as my finest wines. There are many kinds of burdens I wish for you to recognize. There are delays that cause a massive reorganization of times and resources. There are sick children, sick pets, and relatives. When sickness strikes, it operates on many different levels. The inconvenience of taking care of them, the extra burden on resources and time, but more than any other cross, is the emotional cross of seeing suffering in your loved one. This is the heaviest cross you can have, the tragedy of pain and suffering. Many of you have suffered in order for these wayward ones to return, and your suffering has been the sweetest of all gifts. How tenderly they touch my heart, for my heart has often been battered and my labor scorned, and your efforts come as sweet consolation during a painful time." And that was the end of the quote in the Rhema book. Hi, dwellers, I hope you have a copy of this book. It is wonderful, a wonderful compilation of what God has taught us over the years. You can get it as a free download on hearttwillers.org, our website, or from Amazon, or from us at no charge if you send me a request in the mail. It never fails to minister to me. I always pray simply, "Holy Spirit, would you please choose a reading for me?" And I count on him to do that because it truly ministers to me. Well, Lord, have you something to share here? Jesus began, "Right now, in this moment, I am longing to step out from your computers and cell phones and hug you with tears in my eyes because I am so proud of how courageously you are offering contradictions and sufferings for the world and your president. These who come to Gitmo, having committed treason, are going to die. This is our last chance to turn them around and save them. Your prayers are accomplishing wonders on earth and in heaven. Don't stop, my faithful ones. Don't stop. I know at times the recognition of your faults and sins seems overwhelming, But please do not forget, I am the Good Shepherd. When a shepherd finds a sheep with wire wrapped around its leg, he removes it gently. When he finds one who has fallen into a pit, he retrieves it and tends to its wounds. When he sees one that obstinately stomps his foot in defiance, he gently reasons with them and offers a bit of sweet feed to lure it back. These are times when much ugliness is being exposed. This is like a noxious weed that poisons the sheep's liver and eventually kills it. So please do not graze at length on these sights. Touch it lightly. Be encouraged that things are happening and move on to the good fresh green grass and living waters of my words. All of you are ensnared in the wires of pride. Some are disfigured to the point where they cannot even make one step in freedom. The grips of pride and defensiveness make it ever so complicated and laborious. Add to that the poison-tipped arrows of division and self-righteousness, and you have a herd of very sick sheep. But I do not allow you all to see how great is your sin. You couldn't handle it. Just rest assured you are more sinful than others, and you will be safe as I untangle your lives so we can run and play together and scale the heights effortlessly. Where humility is great, freedom is great. Please defer to one another out of love. Pray for one another. Protect one another. Remember that you are secure from the trap Satan lays at your feet if you have defeated your pride and self-interest. Be alert to the workings of Satan to set you off. The very instant you feel animosity towards another is when you have stepped into his snare, meant to immobilize and suspend you helplessly as the demons close in and begin taking bites out of you. I have come to cut you loose from the grips of such things, but it is far better if you avoid them before you're dangling upside down. But I want to end this message as I began it. I love you. I love you so very much. And how pleased I am with your sacrifices. Do not condemn yourself if you cannot live up to your goals in self-denial. This may very well be allowed by me to humble you, which is of far more value in the long run. Come to me, my beloved ones. Let me hold you and kiss your foreheads and tell you what wonderful things await you in heaven. In this moment, there is no way for me to show you my appreciation for your sacrifices, as I would like to. But the day is coming when you will be overwhelmed by my appreciation. Stand firm, stand in humility, and pray for one another.